Hi, I'm Adriana.
And I'm John.
And this is Kanye Conversations.
Woo. So what are we going to be doing tonight, Adriana?
All right, John, so we are going to be analyzing two songs off of two different albums. You're going to be analyzing...
School Spirits. Ooh. Off the College Dropout. One of my faves.
Yeah, so excited. And I'll be analyzing Made in America off of Watch the Throne.
Perfect. Mm. All right. So, Adriana, do you want to pull up the sound bites? Just want to... Yeah. Start off, so School Spirit is, I feel like, one of the underrated tracks in Kanye's history. Mm-hmm. And the reason I like it so much is I think just the flow. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed in analyzing some of these songs, like, that's what I really love. And mm-hmm. I haven't been able, it's very difficult to communicate without, like, actually being able to hear it. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to make sure that we had some sound bites for this one.
Cool.
And yeah, something really interesting that it starts the song where it says school spirit mother like, do you want to play that for us?
Yeah.
School spirit. Yeah. So,
well, every time I hear that, I'm like, oh, I guess it's like a censored version, whatever. But even because even on some J. Cole songs where like he'll say people's specific names and it'll be like edited out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking on Genius, and on that, like, even the explicit albums have that because Aretha Franklin, who they used the sample from, said she wouldn't clear it if there were expletives on the song.
Huh.
And so every expletive in the song is, like, edited and wonked out.
Wow.
Which is really... Yeah, I don't have my... Or actually, I probably do have my explicit version of the album in here. But, like, even that is wonked out
really?
On it. Yeah, so I thought that was actually... quite fascinating
yeah.
to learn the history behind, at least, because I've always been like, why is it like that? I wonder why. Even on like the, I always like, my reasoning is like, oh, it must be the clean version, but even the explicit version has that, so very cool. And then so the first lyrics of the song, besides the chorus, which is alpha step, omega step, kappa step, sigma step, which is all college fraternities, Greek life, you know, that's what they base their names off of, which I think it was really cool. He's kind of using the whole school spirit, Greek life to just like, that's what the whole song is based upon. So
yeah.
In the first verse, it is, let's see.
I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put this down. I'ma...
Yeah, so he says, I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put stuff down. And even like on the Genius, it has like the expletive there, but it's not in the song, which
mm-hmm.
is really interesting. And so that specific lyric makes another appearance.
Yeah.
Do you know what song, Adriana?
Good life.
Yes, but this time I think it's T-Pain who says it. Does
mm-hmm.
Kanye say it at all
in this song?
Yeah, because there's another line that, like, I don't know what song it is, but he says like, I got promise I'm going back to school, but I got packs to move. And like, I know that's okay. Yeah. And then he says that, he might say that on, does he say it on this song? I know he says it in two songs.
Hey,
but,
mama.
Hey,
says,
yeah,
I promise you I'm going back to school. And then in Jesus Walks, he's like, going back to school, packs to move. It's like,
yeah.
So different. Such a different style. So I really love it.
Yeah. All right, so, and then it makes the same appearance in a Good Life. Yeah, so he connects school spirit with good life,
mm-hmm.
what I think is pretty interesting, because school spirit, I don't know, I always wonder what, like, because in my own experience of making, well, I don't make good music, but, like, with my school project.
About? You make excellent music, John.
Just, like, anything, even essays and stuff, like, I wonder what artists think like certain songs will be, like, if they know which ones are really good, because if you've listened to it hundreds of times, 1,000 times, doing small edits here and there, like I wonder how numb you are to the song.
Mm.
So like, I feel like maybe Kanye saw that off this song it didn't get quite the hype that he wanted, and so he felt like he could just like take a line out of it and like maybe no one would notice or something like that. But yeah, that's like, that's very off topic side note, but I've always like wondered what artists think about that. Yeah,
definitely.
So definitely goes into some flow. Says, told him I finished school, I started my own. Yeah, so this is, I love, there's a little story in here where it talks about he sees his old friends and he said, I finished school. They're like, oh, you graduated. He's like, no, I decided I was finished. And then he says, I'm finished chasing y'all dreams and what you got planned. Now I spit so hot, you got tan. Back to school, I hated there. Everything I want, gotta wait a year, And then I love this part where he's like, this, wicka wicka. Graduated at the top of our class. I went to Cheesecake. He was our Ofka Muckin waiter there. It's like, how is like, Ofka Muckin? Like, it sounds funny. But yeah, it's like this whole idea of like the college dropout is he finished school, but in a very unconventional sense of like, I decided I was finished. Chasing your dreams, chasing what you got planned, which goes back even to like over winter break. I read two books about like economics and sociology.
Cool.
And like different groups in the United States. So for example, like the Irish, like even in Ireland, like the Irish did not show like a lot of entrepreneurial spirit and stuff like that. And so like groups that aren't necessarily like, that's not exactly a cultural value for them. Like going to college is the safest track. Like for me, like, I don't think I could be an entrepreneur. Like, I just don't, I mean, I'm sure I could, I'd work hard, but it's just something like, I feel like school is kind of safe. It's almost like, you know, you graduate, you might not get your dream job, but it's a pretty safe route. It's pretty sure to making like above average income in the United States. But Kanye's like, no, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to be an entrepreneur, which is a little bit risky. There's a lot of people that have dropped out of college and failed.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, yeah, I really like that that's on this song. Because it kind of talks about like, it refers specifically to the name of the album, The College Dropout.
Yeah.
And then so again, we got a classic Greek life reference in the chorus again. And then one of my favorite Kanye flows. Let's see if I can find the right one. Just all the auras. Like, how many times the how many aura sounds are there? There's Nora, Foria, Sora, Mora, them girls I seen in the Aurora, wow. Tammy Becker and Laura, Aura, Shirley. Like, kind of like that is, I don't know how he does that, but it just sounds so good to me. It's just like, I feel you can head bop to it so easily. And it's just like, your soul gets into the rhythm of it and you like, you feel the vibe of it.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have another, want to give a shout out to Ash Wednesday today. Kanye makes a Catholic reference in the song. Rockefeller chain, that's my rapper style. Rosary piece, that's my Catholic style. Red and white ones, that's my Catholic style. Yeah, so he rhymes rapper, Catholic, and Kappa.
Well.
Like, he, I just, it's so, I don't even know how to explain it. It's hard to put into words, but just like, that's like, Rockefeller chain, that's my rapper style. Like, his chain that he got from Jay-Z, of course. Like, that's him as a rapper. Rosary piece, he's just chilling. He's going to Ash Wednesday. He's getting the cross on his head and stuff. And then red and white ones. I'm pretty sure those are referring to, like, the Jordan ones. The original ones that are, like, red and white. And that's his Kappa style. And I feel like, yeah, because this is him, which is interesting, Kappa style, because he's not in college. Like, he's dropping out, but he's still talking a lot about the college experience and everything, which is kind of a weird tension in the song. If I had to write an essay on it, I probably could, like, if I had to think about that more, I could pull something cool out of it. Yeah. But on the spot thinking about that, yeah, it's weird that he'd have a song called School Spirit on The College Dropout.
Yeah.
There's got to be something there. I know there's something there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he goes, I ain't even pledged, crack my head on the steering wheel, and I ain't even dead. If you can go through all that, still be breathing, girl, bend over, I'm here for a reason.
So good.
And, like, because of the edit on the that part, I always said it said, like, it's been over for a reason, instead of, like,
that part.
It, yeah. And so, like, when I read it and then I saw the edit, I was like, oh, like, oh, that's not as nice of a lyric as I thought it was. But now, then it made sense. Yeah. But yeah, and so the next one is talking about, the next sound clip is of him talking about the head incident. Yeah, and just like hearing that. Like the flow is so good. It's a pretty simple, like a beat you can make on like a lunch table or something like that with a snap. And then I'm pretty sure, because it is, who did I say, Aretha Franklin. And then I think it's just speeded up to be like the typical Kanye Chipmunks sample. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he talks about him getting in the car accident, which happens like around this time, but it's in, because of course Through the Wire is recorded with the wire on. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of acts as like a timeline for the album, because multiple times on the album he references back to it. So like this one, obviously, and then also, which one is this? Yeah, I could have chosen a smaller sample for that, or like a smaller sample, but that's my favorite Kanye lyrics. Like that flow there too. This is a good college dropout flow. Yeah. But so then if there's Through the Wire, then like these must have been recorded or mostly done, or those lines added after Through the Wire. And then even on the other one, then must be Let Me Down when he talks about the accident. So Left Eye was a singer. I think she was in TLC. I'm not 100% sure, but she died in, maybe a plane crash or something like that. But yeah, it's Kanye saying, like, how could I complain what happened to my left eye? Obviously, like, talking about the accident, but about Left Eye, which is a super clever lyric. But so, like, on Through the Wire, this one, which is School Spirit, Never Let Me Down, and then the other one, I'm not going to spend the mental capacity. Last call, that's what it is. But yeah, so it's kind of, I've always found it interesting how often he mentions that on the album, because it kind of also shows like how long the album has taken him to make. I think that like that was such a big part of his life, and then to have it mentioned in so many songs shows like kind of the, I think of it as like, you know, in the Grand Canyon, like the different layers of sediment or whatever, like it shows the different times, I guess, that he was thinking about it, or just like the process of him making Through the Wire to being to a point where he can make music again without the wire, stuff like that. But yeah, that song actually only has two full verses that are relatively short now that I look at them. But yeah, I think that's a crazy song. I think the flow, I'm glad I was able to demonstrate kind of the flow that I love so much about Kanye. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it about School Spirit.
Awesome. Wow. That's so good, John. Okay, so I am going to be analyzing Made in America off of Watch the Throne. And I chose this one just because recently my brother and I went to the Queen Mary. Have you been to the Queen Mary?
I've seen it. I've never been in.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The Belmonstra area. So nice. And so before we were going, I was like, oh, Danny, what do you want to listen to? Because I have a bunch of albums. And he was like, I'm listening to Watch the Throne. I was like, I love my brother. It's like quality. And so right as we were like approaching the Queen Mary, because we were going to watch a movie and we had some time, Made in America started playing. And it just like took me back. It was like in that moment, I just felt like pure joy. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of heaven opened up. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. And just Frank Ocean's voice, like an angel. It's beautiful. Yeah, this song is super special to me. And I just remembered, like, high school. It came out my junior year. And I used to work in the student store. It was, like, attached to our library. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, in this club called Girls League. I actually sent you a picture when I was in South Asia. I, like, wore, like, a Girls League, like, jacket. I think I sent it to my, to Mrs. Nielsen, who's my librarian. And she was, like, I'm so proud of you. Because I was thinking, like, a bookmark. It's just really sweet. I learned so much from her. But, like, worked at the student store. And, like, my friends and I would, like, play music. We always could play, like, clean rap. It was, like, so nice and stuff. Yeah, and so in the library, we had, like, some CDs that students could, like, check out. And Watch the Throne was actually one of them. And so, like, play Watch the Throne. And, like, I'd play, like, the bangers. I'd play, like, Paris. And I'd play, like, Otis. And Otis is a really popular one in Downey just because, like, they filmed their music video there. And so, like, No Church in the Wild. But then I'd also play Made in America a lot because it's just so... Like, someone described it, I was on Genius as well, and I was looking, and somebody described it as, like, a subtle but triumphant. So, like, in an album, like, full of, like, bangers. Like, you put on, like, Paris, and you're like, I just want to go like this, you know? I'm like, I'm pumping my fist.
Hand moving up and down.
You're like, dun, dun. It's like so hype, but this one's like very gentle. It has Frank Ocean. It's really, really good. A little bit sweeter, yeah. And so we would like play to football games and stuff too. It was like really nice. And so, also this song means a lot to me too, just because in high school, like I kind of discovered how much I love America in high school. Mm-hmm. Pretty patriotic person, and so like I don't know, just genuinely like. This song means so much to me because I like would play it with like my history teacher, and like I remember he asked me a question. He's like, Adriana, what kind of music do you listen to? I don't know what he expected. He probably expected me to listen to like, I don't know, whatever. He was like, Adriana, who's like a pop star that you like? And I was like, oh my god, I was robbed. But I was like, you know what, like Kanye West just came out with like a really wonderful album, like with Jay-Z. He's like, oh, I've heard of Jay-Z. And I was like, oh good. There's actually a song called Made in America, Mr. Hobbs, and he's just like, sweetheart. I like TA'd for him. He like is really, really sweet. So I like, I don't know, he's awesome. I'm, you know, I'm trying to be a teacher, and so I'd love to like be anything like him. He's brilliant, demanded such great excellence, and this song reminds me of Mr. Hobbs. So yeah. Okay, so that's why I chose it, why it's special to me. A little bit about this song. I was researching it. It comes right after Murder to Excellence, which I know you really like. I really like that too, and I feel like they kind of touch on like the same themes, just framed a little bit differently. Like the motifs would be like freedom and just like black excellence. So I can't wait to talk about that, because there's a lot of really great black icons mentioned in the song. Yeah, Frank Ocean is on it. Do you like Frank Ocean?
Yeah, I really liked what I heard on Channel Orange. There's probably 4 or 5 songs in it. I'll probably listen to that. No, I'm working through Two Chainz' album, but yeah, I like Frank Ocean. I haven't listened to Blonde at all. Like, I don't really go out of my way, but when I hear him, I like him.
Yeah, me too. I really love. I never skip Frank's track on Life of Pablo. Like ever. I feel like, I don't know. I just like, life is precious. It's like glorious to me. I really love Frank Ocean. I think if you were to listen to Blonde, you'd really like it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he has a song called Strawberry Swing. It's like so good. Love Frank Ocean. Oh, this song is also really fun, just because like it mentions like Will Ferrell and like gangster movies. So I was thinking about like how this song is such a perfect blend of Kanye's style and Jay-Z's style. Like there are definitely some songs on Watch the Throne where like that's a Kanye song, or like there's other ones it's like that's a Jay-Z song, but this one is such a good, it demonstrates like the chemistry that they have together. So
amazing chemistry.
Yeah, so good. So I'm gonna play the first part and then just kind of go into it after. And I actually could not find this. So I have the censored version on Apple Music, but Apple Music doesn't let you screen record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. So I had to go on YouTube, and so, like, it's the explicit version. So, oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go. Queen Mary, sweet Mother Mary, sweet Father Joseph, sweet Jesus, we made it in America. I'm so obsessed with this. Sounds so good. Yeah, so he mentions a lot of people, uses a really beautiful symmetry in his hook. He says, sweet King Martin. Sweet King Martin, who of course is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights activist. And then sweet Queen Coretta, is Coretta Scott King, who did a lot in her own right. She is the wife of MLK. I remember when I was a kid, I would read books and some of them had like a little gold seal, and it was like the Coretta Scott King Award. Like, I remember this book I really liked. It was called Bud Not Buddy, and it had the Coretta Scott King Award. So, I don't know. She's, I think that's cool that she'd, like, get kids to read and stuff. Yeah. So, good on her.
Good for reading.
Ooh. Yay, reading! Woo! It's Adrian and John's podcast. yes. And then Sweet Brother Malcolm, Malcolm X. And then Sweet Queen Betty. To be honest, I didn't know Malcolm X had a wife.
I think.
Do you know?
Oh, is it? Oh, is that Betty who it is then? Yeah. I always thought it was Betty White.
Really? Sweet Queen Betty. That's so random.
Thank you for explaining this.
I thought it was I thought it was Sweet Queen Bee. Or Bay, you know, like Beyonce. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, that's cute that he like did a shout out to us. It's not Betty White, it's not Beyonce. It's Betty Shabazz. Yeah, and then Sweet Mother Mary, of course, the you know, blessed one among women, kind of talking about Catholics. You know, I had to memorize the Hail Mary prayer when I was a Catholic. Nice. Yeah, it was really fun. So I have a lot of reverence for her, for sure. She got to care and cradle our Savior, John, which is so beautiful. And then Sweet Father Joseph, I asked my dad this question. I was like, Dad, how do I describe Joseph? Like, because, like, he's not, like, Jesus's, like, father. God's Jesus's father. But he was, like... And then my dad was like, oh, it's his stepdad. And I was like, no. And he was so adamant about it. It spurred this really long talk with my dad and I just about Joseph. Like, we just started talking about him, and I really loved it. But basically, the way I would describe Joseph is he's the husband of Mary, a father figure to Jesus. And he was a carpenter. But actually, John, was he a carpenter?
Joseph?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought so too. But then I was looking on Blue Letter Bible, which is like this really good app that will like, you can, and it's like verse by verse, and then it like will is it interlinear translations?
Yeah, I always like to get the interlinear.
Yeah.
That Greek.
Yes. And so in Mark 6, verse 3, they're talking about Jesus, and they're like, is this not the carpenter? The son of Mary, you know, son of Joseph. And so the Greek word is tecton, and it actually like it more translates to builder. And so like there's this like idea that perhaps Jesus was actually a stonemason, because the word carpenter only comes up once in the New Testament in all four Gospels. And so I thought that was kind of cool, just like a different, like the role of the stonemason was like a more dominant role to like plan and finance and like properly lay a solid foundation, which is like, I don't know, kind of cool to think about, because that's what Jesus did, like, beyond just, like, his job, which I'm sure he did excellently, but it's kind of a little more than, like, the cute image of a wood shop that I kind of had of Jesus. And, but regardless, humble tradesman. And then Frank Ocean sings Sweet Jesus, who is, of course, the King of Kings. And so we made it in America, and what a cool celebration. Like, the proclamation that, like, we've made it in America. Like, how special. I don't know. I guess, like, being Hispanic and, like, having a family, like, of immigrants, we, like, yeah, the idea to make it in America, it's big time. It's special, and it's lovely. And so it's really cool that they're, like, recognizing, like, these people, like, Jesus, Mary, like, Joseph, like, the people who cared for Jesus, like, you know, Martin Luther King, like, the people who came before us. They played an integral role in allowing for us and letting us have our platform for Black excellence. And so it's a really cool celebration, for sure. This song is really fun to analyze because it's so simple. It's just, like, Kanye's verse, Jay-Z's verse, like, kind of speaking into, like, the... like the chemistry that they have. So here's Kanye's part. Fan of this verse, honestly. There's so much to talk about, like, in terms of the lyrics. I love how he starts off and says, like, I told my mama I was on the come up, and then she said, you're going to school, and I'll give you, like, one summer. And, like, he talks about, like, his summertime a lot. I know that in Spaceship he talks about, like, you know, lock yourself in a room doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers. And then he's like, you can't fathom my love. Like, you just can't. And so, like, his passion, it's, like, it's really inspiring, I think. And I think it's so cool. I had
like, after, like, looking at this, thinking, like, I never really thought about, like, who No ID was. No ID was, like, I imagined he was a producer. But apparently, like, Donda, like, met this producer, like, No ID first. And that was, like, his first, like, real connection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I looked into who No ID is, and he's still, like, he's still working. He's the vice president of Capitol Records, and, like, known as, like, the godfather of Chicago rap, so, dang. Yeah, big time. And then 10 years later, she's driving a Hummer. So, this happened in 1991, like, when she met him, and then 10 years later, like, so 2001, she's driving a Hummer, and, like, I remember seeing, like, a bunch of Hummers, like, around that time. You don't really see Hummers anymore.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah. I was inside of one time in elementary school. Like, oh, I did something, and, like, we got to, like, go to Chuck E. Cheese and, like, a Hummer Strux
limo. Oh, I remember those programs.
Yeah, it was, like, so fun. Probably, I don't know what they did. But, yeah. And then Kanye talks about just, like, how he would hustle and, like, how he would make his beats. And I love the line, like, people hustle every day for a beat from Ye. And then what I do, turn around, gave them beats to Jay. I love it because it's, like, a picture of their friendship. Like, just the way he talks about Jay-Z, it's, like, is really cool on Watch the Throne. Like, it really solidifies their friendship. And I love on Otis when Jay-Z talks about Kanye, when he's, like, run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk you. It was, like, so fun. Love their friendship. And then Kanye mentions, I guess I'm getting high off my own supply, which is a reference to Scarface, which is a gangster movie. I watched it when I was, like, way younger with my aunt. So I've never seen Scarface as an adult, but, like, it's really, like, I don't know. It's not, like a funny movie, but, like, Kanye really likes funny movies, so I have this really funny video that I'd love to show you.
We started arguing about what were the best movies. And all my best movies are, like, Coming to America, Meet the Parents, and all Jay's movies is, like, gangster movies. It's like Godfather, 1, 2, Casino, Scarface, Goodfellas. I was like, hey, Jay, you like any movies about, like, regular people?
He's so sweet. It's
so sweet. Yeah. What? How? That's gotta be so old. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, look at that. So funny. So he mentions, like, Jay's favorite movies. And then, this is part of Frank Ocean's part. And I'm certain that that's a reference to Talladega Nights. Have you seen Talladega Nights?
With Will Ferrell?
Yeah. Okay, so, like, this part's so funny. This is Will Ferrell praying, like, saying grace, but, like, they're eating a bunch of, like, fast food. It's so funny.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and always delicious Taco Bell.
Ridiculous.
Such a good movie. It's such an American movie, too. Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's so funny. And so, and he references Will Ferrell a lot on this album. Like, of course, to open up, like,
yeah.
Paris, he's like, I'm gonna skate to one song. One song only. Plays a glory. I love Will Ferrell movies. I like the Will Ferrell movies that I like, I love. Mm. And he's made some silly ones. But, yeah, so I think it's cool that, like, they weave, like, little, like, inside moments of their friendship, like, into the song. And then Kanye starts talking about, like, his come up a little bit. Like, Downtown Mixing Fabrics, trying to find the magic, started a little blog just to get some traffic. Apparently Kanye had a blog before Graduation came out, called Kanye University. I never went
2003. What a time.
Yeah. And then apparently, like, Kanye, like, made the website, like, learned HTML, like, it was all him, like, ran the whole thing. I think Kanye is so talented, just in, like, when he, like, commits to something, like, it's great. Yeah. And so, and then when people, like, found out, like, oh, it was Kanye, like, running the whole thing, like, it crashed the website, like, there were, like, a million people, yeah, a million hits and the web crashes, like, wow, so cool. And then they mentioned South Park. Did you ever watch the episode of South Park where they, like...
No.
It's not worth watching. I watched it. I think it's, like, the only South Park episode I've ever watched. It's just so dumb. They, like, really paint Kanye as, like, this idiot when he's really not. Like, and, yeah, the whole... It's dumb. but like in on Gorgeous, he's like, choke a South Park writer with a fish stick. Like that line, it's in reference to the South Park episode.
Yeah.
The idea is like, it's so silly, but like, I kind of think that's like kind of classy. Like South Park had them all laughing. But like whatever, because like now we're going to ignore the critics just to say we did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so pretty. There's a lot of, I love calligraphy. I like love drawing in cursive. And so there's some lyrics that I love to write in cursive. And that's one that I really like ignore the critics just to say we did it. And this isn't a fashion show, like, we're living in it, so. I love that. And now I'm going to talk about Jay-Z's verse, which is, it's fun. I actually really like this. I like Jay-Z for the most part. What do you think of Jay-Z?
Yeah, I like Jay-Z. I haven't listened to him too much. I really liked Magna Carta Holy Grail was good, 444 was good. Like, what I've heard, Blueprint is super good.
Yeah.
Because when I used to listen to Kanye on the... what's it called? Radio? Pandora Radio? Like, there'd be a lot of Jay-Z stuff, and I like a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has this presence in music that's, like, just demands respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think of this, John? What do you think of Jay-Z's?
I like a lot of the sounds, a lot of repeating sounds. I like the flow, a lot of it. Me and my friend Miles, I remember Hell Week of freshman year for football. We were listening to this, and then we were always making fun of the, oh, here comes grandma. What's up? Yeah, yeah. Just boiling some agua. Like, it's just such a, like, it's such a silly, like, fun little, like, childish line. Like, the flow is pretty clean, though, in it, yeah. Like, the scheme of it.
Yeah, I always laugh at this. But agua. It's just like, what?
He, like, had to fit some rhyme in with Yaya, and like, that's what he turned to.
Oh, God. Gosh, it's so funny. Yeah, so I really love this line. I'm a substitute teacher. I always make kids say this, the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. Like, I was subbing kindergarten the other day, John, and, like, these kids were talking during the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm like, yeah, I literally was like, we're going to do this again. And this time no one's going to talk. And so, but, like, kindergarten is so frustrating. Let me show you, like, I was texting my friend Donovan, like, one of my best friends. And it was just, like, he said something so great because I was just, like, when it comes to kindergarten, I tremble, and then I pray. And, like, so far, there have been no fatalities. And then he was, like, because his wife is, her name is Brian. Like, she works with, like, preschoolers.
Oof.
She does that. And so she's, like, you could talk to Breton about handling the little ones. She could likely give you some tips, or at a minimum, she'll just, like, start crying, too. So, God bless, like, people that work with kids. Like, apparently there is, like, skill to it. I'll have to learn that, but yeah, so I just think that's, like, when I think of Pledge of Allegiance, like, it's not just this happy little thing I get to do now, it's this thing I have to, like, get kids to do. I think it's a good virtue. And I really like that Jay-Z, like, blends his grandma with America and family. Oh, it was a super clever line. Like, our apple pie was supplied through Arm & Hammer. It's a really subtle, like, reference to Jay-Z's, like, drug dealing. Because apparently, like, well, Arm & Hammer is, like, a baking soda, and apparently that's, like, a key ingredient in crack. I had no idea.
Is it an ingredient, or is it, like, the metaphor or whatever? Because I know they're always, like, whipping up soda and stuff. Yeah. So is that, like, part of it?
Yeah, apparently, like, if you were making crack, like, you would need baking soda. Interesting. Like, and so he's, like, this picture of Jay-Z, like, you know, being in America, this is his come up, because Jay-Z, of course, has, like, the history with, like, on the streets and stuff.
Mm.
And so his, like, come up in America was, like, you know, bringing, like, apple pie, but, like, through, like, a little bit, you know, not as clean as Kanye's come up. Not at, like, his mom didn't, you know, bring him a producer.
Yeah.
Instead, he was, like, trying not to wake his grandma while he was making crack. So, <Jeez-y. laughs> yeah. Yeah, but he's, like, trying to lead a nation to leave to his little mans. I think that's really cute. Because at this point, this is 2011. Like, Jay-Z doesn't have a son at this point. He has one now. He has his twins. One is a boy. And Kanye also raps about, like, his son in New Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of good lines. It's
such a good one. Like, he'll be nice to everyone wherever he goes. I'm never going to let him in a strip club. That's not the place to find love. I love that one. And so, and he hadn't even, like, he wasn't even with Kim Kardashian at this point. Like, so interesting.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, I don't
know. Oh, yeah. I guess so. Mm-hmm. Dang.
And so he, and Saint was born 2016. And the song came out 2011. So it's so cool that, like, he was able to. That's such a cool thing. Like, wow, I was thinking about you before you were even born.
Wow.
Like, it's beautiful. And yeah, I just really love everything about this. And I love the, yeah, just what it means to me and how special it is, like, just to include this on, like the context of Watch the Throne. Like, their whole aesthetic was pretty cool. Like, when they went on tour for Watch the Throne, they had, like, American flags everywhere. It's actually courtesy of Downey Studios. That was always there.
Whoa.
Yeah, that actually wasn't, yeah, that wasn't something that they brought. That had always hung in Downey Studios.
Is that inspired? Did that inspire you to get your American flag? Was the singing of the song?
Oh, yeah. I was telling John that, like, my sister needed some construction paper. This was walking around Michael's, and in the back of the store, they had, like, just this beautiful display of American flags, and, like, there are different sizes, and so, of course, I got the largest one, and that was there for, like, the cheapest price, and so, American flags for $1. Go Michael's, if you wanna have an American flag. It's very inspiring.
So, can I ask you a question about the song, Adriana?
Sure.
What does the title do?
Okay. Oh, wow, just like Dr. Rocklin. Made in America. I guess it just sets up how we can explore, like, their different come up, like, how they were personally made in America. What does the title do for you, John?
Made in, because that's what I always thought of was, like, especially, like, I realized it when you were saying it, so thank you for enlightening me, but it was, like, we made it in America is more of, like, we, either, like, the speaker or, like, the people listed or, like, African Americans in general, like, uh-huh. We've made it super far in America, but uh-huh. Made in America is, like, because it's not made it in America, it's just uh-huh. Made in America.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like they came here, they've been built up here, like, they are American, mm-hmm. And, like, they're deeply ingrained in America,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know, yeah, that's a tough question. What does it do? I don't know if Rockland would be satisfied.
Be like, all right, now write your commentary, and your expectation log is due on Monday.
Classic Rockland.
Yes.
Any concluding words on Made in America?
I just want to wave an American flag in the rain. Any concluding thoughts on school spirit, John?
I love school spirit. Mm. I'm going to shout out to Frank Ocean, though. Listen to him on the way home. Yeah. But yeah, all right.
This is fun.
Always a pleasure. Yes. Yeah, I really like the simplicity of the verses. Mm. I think it does a good job of modeling the simplicity of, like,
mm-hmm.
what they want to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Cool. So this has been
Kanye Conversations.